The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Well, you know, you've probably had your January payslip by now, but you're still a bit short of cash. It's all the Christmas presents, and you might have to pay back loans on your credit card. Well, here's another way to save money. We're always looking for ways to save money, and here it is. It's the Do-It-Yourself Funeral Kit. Reminiscent of an Airfix model, it contains everything you need to go 6 feet under with ease and costs around £256. But that doesn't include shipping, of course. The kit does have some additional costs, such as ground rental and burial costs. The idea could, in theory, save grieving relatives thousands of pounds. Of course, one of the drawbacks is that you need a living person handy to assemble your coffin, and the company are quite clear that you should not attempt at home burials or cremations, even if you do love a bargain. You also need to have a mortician handy for the embalming and someone with experience in cosmetic preparation. Now, here's what's included in your kit for 260-odd quid. One wooden coffin, one small metal urn, one silver box for storing bones left over from the cremation, a duvet set for the coffin, which includes a head pillow, mattress and comforter duvet, one DIY funeral handbook and furoshiki, which are wrapping cloths, apparently. According to a representative of the company who manufactures the DIY funeral kit, the funeral handbook contains information on how to carry the body, how to lay it down, and when actually cremating, how to make an appointment, how to pay, how to do it at the crematorium, and those things are all explained in the book. In fact, he was very enthusiastic, just like somebody who was building an IKEA bookcase for the first time. He explained that the sides of the coffin simply pop up to create a sturdy frame. The person building the coffin merely needs to slide each of the end panels in place. There's even an option for an open casket ceremony, as the coffin comes with a viewing hatch adorned with two small decorative tassels. Then it's up to the builder to fit the mattress within the base, and a small comforter blanket and head pillow can be placed inside. The coffin is suitable for traditional burial and also comes with an optional urn if the deceased has opted for cremation. He added that funerals are very expensive and are a big burden in Japan, and generally across the world can cost loved ones thousands of pounds. The cost of funerals in the UK has shot up in recent years, with the average British funeral costing around £3,784. According to an insurance company, one in six of us will struggle with the cost of a funeral and end up with an average debt of around £1,700. You can buy this kit online from Japan. I'm not going to tell you where. Look it up for yourself. And isn't it a shame that we don't have those great quiz shows on the telly box anymore, like Bullseye or Sale of the Century? Here's John Benson to describe tonight's prize. You can just see it, can't you? On the conveyor belt tonight, a DIY funeral kit.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.